Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ThinkBreak switch-up in Ableton Live 12 that feels straight out of a proper old-school jungle or DNB drop, but with modern control and precision. The big idea here is simple. Instead of just looping a breakbeat and hoping it stays interesting, we're turning that break into a performance instrument. We want it to move through different states: tight, open, filtered, pitched, washed out, and a little bit smashed. That's the difference between a flat drum loop and a drum part that actually drives the arrangement forward. So first, grab a strong two-bar break. Think Amen, Think Funky Drummer, or any dusty loop with good snare snap and hat detail. Put it on an audio track and loop it cleanly. If it's too clean, don't stress. We'll give it attitude in a minute. Just make sure you've got headroom, because in DNB you want the drums to punch without clipping the life out of them. A safe starting point is to have the break peaking somewhere around -10 to -8 dB before the processing chain. Now group that break track into an audio effect rack. This is where the fun starts, because we're not just stacking effects. We're designing a control surface. We're building something you can ride like an instrument. Inside the rack, add the stock devices in this order: EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, echo, and utility. If you want an even nastier edge, you can slip redux in there as well, but keep that for later if the groove needs extra grime. Let's shape the core feel first. EQ8 is where we clean up the mud and make room for the kick and sub. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to get rid of rumble. If the break is cloudy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, tame the top end a little around 6 to 9K Hz. Nothing drastic. We want the sample to keep its identity. Then move into drum bus. This device is gold for jungle-style drums because it can make a break feel more forward, more snapped, and more alive. Start with a moderate drive. Push the transient up if you want more crack, or reduce it if you want the break to sit back a bit more. Keep the boom low unless you specifically want extra low-end resonance. The goal is to tighten the break and add impact without turning it into a mushy mess. Now add utility. This gives us control over width and stereo focus. Start at 100% width, but we're going to map that later so the break can go from wide and atmospheric to narrow and locked in. In jungle and DNB, that contrast is huge. A break that narrows right before a drop can feel way bigger when it opens back up. At this point, map your first macro as break tightness. A good move is to connect it to drum bus transient, utility width, and maybe a small EQ change in the low mids. As break tightness increases, the break should become more centered, more punchy, and less roomy. That gives you a proper locked-in roller feeling when you need the groove to stay focused. Next, let's get some old-school dirt happening. Add saturator and set it up, with a little drive and soft clip enabled. You're not trying to destroy the break here. You're just giving it that sample hardware attitude. If you want even more grit, bring in redux after saturator and reduce the sample rate a bit. But be careful. Too much bit reduction can kill the snare crack and make the loop fall apart in a bad way. Map a macro called Lo-Fi Dirt to saturator drive and redux downsampling, and maybe a touch of EQ top end shave if the high end gets nasty. This is one of the key jungle ideas. The listener keeps recognizing the same break, but the treatment changes. That contrast creates movement without needing a brand new drum pattern every bar. Now for the switch-up energy. Add auto filter after the dirt stage. Set it to low pass or band pass depending on the vibe. Keep the filter open for the main groove, then use it to sweep down during transitions. A little resonance helps the movement speak, but don't overdo it. You want musical motion, not a whistling science experiment. Map a macro called filter sweep to the frequency control. This macro is your tension builder. After that, add echo. This is your delay throw tool. Use a tempo lock time like 1/8 or dotted 1/8, keep feedback moderate, and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low end. You only want this to speak on the ends of fills, snare hits, or phrase changes. Map a macro called delay throw to the dry/wet and maybe some feedback. In a DNB context, a short delay on the last snare of a bar can be enough to signal a whole new section. At this point, you've got the basic rack, clean up, punch, dirt, filter, and throw, but we can take it further by making multiple chains inside the rack. This is where the performance side really opens up. Create three chains: dry groove, chopped filtered, and washed effects. The dry groove chain should keep things simple and punchy, maybe just EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. The chopped filtered chain can lean into auto filter, a bit of width reduction, and a tighter transient feel. The washed effects chain can bring an echo or even a tiny bit of hybrid reverb if you want some space, but keep that subtle. In DNB, Too much reverb can smear the groove fast. Use the chain selector so you can move between those personalities across the phrase. For example, bars 1 to 4 can stay mostly dry groove. Bars 5 to 6 can shift toward chopped filtered. Bar 7 can lean into the washed FX chain. Then bar 8 can pull back toward dry and punchy, so the drop hits clean. That's a very classic jungle arrangement move. It feels like the break is being played live, not just looped. Now the most important part. Automation. The rack alone won't make it musical. You need to place the movement at the right moments. Think in phrases, not random bars. Use the macros to shape the energy at the end of 8-bar or 16-bar sections, at snare fill moments, and right before the drop. For example, in a 16-bar drop, keep the first 4 bars fairly stable. In bars 5 to 8, introduce a little more tightness and a bit of dirt. In bar 9 or 10, narrow the width and close the filter slightly. In the final bar, throw a delay on the snare, then snap everything back open at the downbeat. That kind of move gives you the classic call and response feeling that old school jungle does so well. And here is a useful teaching point. Don't max everything out all the time. Macro ranges matter more than the number of devices. If your lo-fi dirt is pinned at full value the whole track, then nothing feels special when the fill comes in. Keep the main groove subtle. Save the bigger moves for the transitions. That contrast is what makes the switch-up feel exciting. Also, don't forget the low end. The NB breaks can get messy fast once you start widening, filtering, and throwing delay around. Use EQ8 and utility to keep the break out of the sub lane. High pass the very low rumble, and if the break is clashing with the bass, narrow it a bit. During the main drop, a width range around 70 to 90% is often safer for the groove, with only brief moments of extra width during fills or switch-ups. If the break is still fighting the bass, don't only reach for EQ. Sometimes the answer is to shorten the break's decay a little or use more transient focus so the low mids don't hang over the drop. In a crowded DNB mix, every little bit of separation helps. A really strong trick here is to make one bar stay dry in the middle of a heavily processed section. That anchor bar resets the ear. Then, when the next filtered or delayed moment arrives, it hits even harder. Contrast is your best friend in jungle. Dry against smeared. Centered against wide. Punchy against degraded. If you want to take this even further, duplicate the break and create a hidden fill layer. That could be a tiny chopped snare repeat, a pitch down copy, or a heavily filtered alternate version. Trigger it only at the end of the phrase. That gives you the classic edited sampler feel, like the break is answering itself. And if you're feeling adventurous, resample the processed break and bring it back into the project as audio. Then process it again lightly. Two passes of moderate processing often sound much better than one extreme pass. That's a big part of the old school workflow. Commit, resample, react, and move on. So the takeaway is this. Build your think break inside an audio effect rack, map your macros carefully, and automate those macros with intention. Keep the groove mostly dry and punchy, then use filtering, width, dirt, and delay to create movement at phrase boundaries. That gives you a switch-up that feels musical, DJ-friendly, and properly ready for a jungle or old-school DNB drop. For practice, try building one 8-bar switch-up using just 4 macros, tightness, dirt, sweep, and delay throw. Automate them so bars 1 to 4 stay grounded, bar 5 closes the filter a little, bar 6 adds dirt, bar 7 throws a delay on the snare, and bar 8 opens back up for the drop. Then resample it and listen in context with your bass line and sub. That's when you'll really hear whether the break is supporting the track or just taking up space. The goal is not to overprocess the break. The goal is to make it feel alive. When done right, the same 2-bar loop can carry a whole section of the tune and make the drop feel bigger every time it comes back around.